The big news this week was how the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a key provision of the Affordable Care Act. It ruled that corporations don't have to include contraceptive coverage for employees for religious reasons. And it looks like there are 15 companies, nonprofits, and universities in Michigan that challenged the original contraception mandate. How will this ruling affect these companies and employees?
Well, to start off with, we don't really know for sure, and it doesn't seem to be all corporations. They talk about it being closely held companies, companies that are sort of private or close to private, and they sort of said, well, this is a 5-4 decision. It may not be a precedent in all cases, but it means that some companies, as you say, are not going to be forced to offer contraception. Now, there's a lot of myths about this, and one thing, Hobby Lobby, the corporation that brought this case, didn't want to deny their employees coverage of all contraception. They were mainly talking about things like IUDs or morning after pills because they thought that was a sort of form of abortion. Of course, there's disagreement on that too, but these things are going to have to work through. And when you say universities, I think it's important to stress we're talking about private universities, not Michigan's big public schools.
That's right. And turns out it is okay for many felons to work as home health care workers for Medicaid patients right now. But it looks like the state is looking to do something about that. How did this issue go unnoticed until recently, Jack?
Well, to some extent, this is sort of a kind of a media tempest, and indeed some people who'd been convicted of felonies were taking care of patients, but there are a lot of different kinds of felonies, and there are neighborhoods and areas where there's a lot of poverty. A lot of these home health care workers in some cases were family members, and it's hard to make an argument that if you were convicted, say, of robbery 25 years ago, that you shouldn't be, and you've gone straight since then, you shouldn't be authorized to be a caregiver for your dying mother. Now, certainly there is a concern if somebody has been convicted of felonies in terms of elder abuse or fraud or of some sort where they could exploit people, you probably want to look at this. And the legislature's talking about tightening this, but in some cases there just really aren't a lot of caregivers. And if you're going to eliminate a whole class of them, it may be astonishing, but there's a lot of people in the state who've convicted felonies and not enough caregivers.
And so now it looks like there's going to be kind of a background check system where people will then be notified if at least, you know, their caregiver is a felon or not.
Well, that's true, but there's a lot before the legislature. They're on recess now, and I think they will come up with some new rules, whether legislatively or administratively or both.
In other news this week, Governor Snyder signed a 6% budget increase for the state this week. What will this extra $3 billion mean for the state?
Well, of course, some of this, remember, there's always some inflation, even low-level inflation. Things cost more. There's certainly more money for higher education than there has been, although, of course, higher ed people say not enough. There's some more money in a separate budget for public schools. There's some revenue sharing. There's going to be money for training some new police troopers and conservation officials. But the one big thing is there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of new money. There's not a whole lot of new money for the roads, which is what people are talking about.
And speaking of the budget, a group of superintendents is complaining about the education budget signed last week. Per pupil spending got a boost of between $50 and $175. But superintendents are saying they're still going to have to make cuts. So what are the big budget issues these schools are facing right now?
Well, they're complaining that it's sort of a bait-and-switch game, and to some extent they have a point. Yes, they are getting more money per student. For example, in Ann Arbor, they're going to get about $50 more per student under this new budget plan, but they've got to pay more into the retirement system. In the case of Ann Arbor, it's more than $1 million more, and it's sort of going in one pocket and out the other. I'm not saying the retirement system doesn't have to be funded, but they're being required to do it, and so while they're getting more money, they're also getting more expense, and they're somewhat bitter, the superintendents and other school officials saying, we need more money for education without more expenses that takes money away from classroom instruction.
All right, Jack, thanks for your insights.
Always a pleasure.